About me, my whole life, till I come to Germany, 30 years, I was religious. I was grown up in Baptist church. I was grown up in what we call Union Baptist church. I was going to the church every time when the door was open. But I wasn't real. I wasn't saved. Then I come to Germany, as he already planned. I have planned for my future. I have planned, fixed plans to go to America, Australia or Canada. That's it. I will not compromise. I want to go as quick as possible out of Romania. Matter of fact, I was a soldier. From that time, when the whole things happened, turned around, I was a soldier in Bucharest, and I have colleagues shot. I have people dying from my unit. And God get me out of there because I see no change in the government. So I was hating the Romanian government. And I want to get out. I did get out. I get to Germany. From there, I don't like Germany. I was hating Germany. Germany's for Romanian, they teach us the whole life, the whole time, the Germany mentality is, you know, it's Nazi, everything, you know. So I didn't like Germany all my life. Then I didn't like Gypsy because they steal and all those horrible stuff. No Romanian like Gypsies, be honest with you. And if they are honest with you, they will tell you. They don't like Gypsies. This was my plans, as you already mentioned. This was my plans, but I never come to fulfill that. You know what? I'm glad I did. God changed my heart. Turn me back to Romania, where I'm coming from. Give me a German wife, what I love. German kids. Because, and turn me back to Romania, and work with gypsies. Because God is good and he knows what is best for us. Because one man was willing to stay in the gap and says, Lord, here am I, send me. And I don't give glory to the man. The glory is due to God alone. As you already mentioned. But praise God for missionaries.
Amen.
Praise God for people who stand up and say, Lord, I want to go for you. And you know what? You might think, well, not me. I'm not ready. You have before you a guy here. You have no college. I only have middle education. And that's it. But I have a calling. What is about everything. So if you're Christian, and if you're saved, you might think, maybe the Lord was calling one day. Maybe to your own country, maybe somewhere else. Did you ever dream you're going to be a missionary, brother?
I wanted to be a mercenary.
You see? You want to be a mercenary. That's it. You know what? I don't want to boast, folks. And I don't want to sound proud, because pride is the horrible thing. But I have a business for 4 years. And it's going to pick up really good last year. But I have to live because the Lord tells me so. I cannot do others. I can go make money. I didn't have a patience for that anymore. Because the Lord called me missions. I have called me and tell me, you're stupid. You leave your business. Now let's pick it up. If you survive the first 3 years, you made it. I don't know who is more stupid, to work for mighty God, to call him his word after his word, or to go work for myself. Whatever you do, make sure you listen to God. Mm-hmm. And this is why I want to talk today about the importance of the missions. I want to tell you why the mission is so important. Why is it so important for us? First of all, let me tell you something. It's all about souls. No color and have no nation. It's a soul that can live forever. Even if you say, trust God that you save it, you're either going to go to heaven if you trust Him, or go to hell if you don't. That's so easy is that. Your soul is not Romanian, American, Chinese. You have a soul what God loves and wants. That's for Him.
Amen.
So today is all about what we want to do, what He do. It's all about Him and souls. Let me tell you four things why I believe, for many things actually, but for what I can talk to you today, the time is short, we just flow over and see why the mission is so important. First of all, I believe all my heart because it's important to God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And if it's important to God, it better be important to you also.
That's right.
It's important for God because He knows the needs. He knows lost souls. A lot of them. And you know what? You know how many people God wants to send to hell? None. And He loves all. I am wondering how beautiful God put in His Word. When He says those verses, He put a lot of nuns, alls, because He does love all. It's important to God. And it's so important to God that He paid the price for it. Well, Brother Caden, what I have to do to come to Him? Well, you have to receive Him. That's it. You have to accept your sinner. Well, what I'm supposed to do if I don't accept Him to go to hell? Just breathe your last breath. And that's it. And you die. And you go to hell without Jesus. He paid the price. Will cost you and me, cost us nothing to get saved. But cost Him everything.
Sure.
He gave the best. Is nothing better than man or even God can offer. If you don't believe in Jesus, that's it. Is nothing better to be offered. God makes simple. But yet the man tried to pervert the way to salvation. Secondly, it's important to me. It's important to me because I got saved. If it wasn't for the missions, if it wasn't for the pastor, he was willing to leave America and to come to Germany. I wasn't saved. I don't know if the Lord give me another chance or not. I don't know. But fact is, I got saved through His ministry. Praise God for that. But you know what I mean? Who of you is here saved in this church? Is anybody saved in this church? In this church? You saved because of the missions?
Not because of missions.
See? No, I mean, who is through this ministry, through this church ministry? Do you have anybody? You know what? If you don't save, you better do. Because God loves you. God loves you. And it's important to God. It's important to me. And the Bible says, in the 2 Corinthians 8:8, will prove if I do something for the missions, will prove the sincerity of my heart, my love to Jesus. Many Christian, born again, says, well, I love God. Okay? What you do for His glory? Well, salvation is free. I don't have to do nothing. Yeah, you're right. But He already mentioned, after that, the work is coming. You see, we save, we go to heaven, not because we deserve, not because we can do something better, but after that, we're supposed to work. Paul says, I can show you my faith through my works. 2 Corinthians 8:8 says, you can prove. You say you love God, prove it. Mm-hmm. Do something for the glory of God. Pray for a missionary. I told the people, and I come in the church and I call the pastor and says, well, Brother Caleb, we are a small church. I said, so what? Can't you pray for us? Well, we don't know if we can take your support or not. Okay? Pray for us. I told the people, and I mean it, I'd rather have a church praying for me than a church supporting me and don't pray for me. I'd rather have both praying and supporting. But you get the message? Money is only go so long. But prayer go after that, Bible says. So it's important to me. It's important to my family also. Mission, the third point, is important to this church and should be important to this church. Well, Brother Kevin, we're small people. Well, pray for that. Little is much when God is in it. This is what the Bible says. And it's important to this church because people say, well, okay, we don't have money to support you or somebody else. Well, how about go the next neighbor and knock on the doors? This is a mission too. Missionary means like people with a mission, right? So who was the first missionary? God Himself. Jesus Christ. Send His Son. Come here with a mission to save us. He got to show us the type of missionary. The Bible says when God sent us, He said, go therefore, and you start where you are. You start in your home. You tell your kids, if they're not saved, and you are. Then you go to neighbor. And then you go on vacation. Tell the people on vacation. Tell your family. And maybe the Lord calls you one day like your pastor, like me. And then you go to another people and work for the glory of God. So mission is not just go to Romania like we do. Mission is beginning in your own church, your own circle. So it's important for church. It's important for church to have that drive. Amen. To see people saved. To have the drive after the Lord blessed them to raise support for another missionary. This is like an extension to that what you already do. So we need first to work at home, and then after that, as an extension, support somebody. For we fulfill the commandment in the Matthew 28, 18 and 19. We didn't read it because of the time's sake. But this is what it says, go into all the world. So it's important to the church because God will bless that church. I believe with all my heart. We are a small church. We are maybe 60 people. Maybe 60 people when it's Sunday. But faithful people, we are maybe 10 families, if we are 10 families. Take a guess how many missionaries we support. Take a guess. One guess? Brother, what do you think?
20.
Huh?
20.
How about added 70 on that? We support 90 missionaries. You know why? Because it's important to our church. Amen. Missionary. It's vital, important to us. What I say is, praise God. And I know, don't understand me wrong, I don't want to criticize churches. What I say is, churches are people. Church is not your pastor alone.
Right.
Church is everybody. So if the church is not stronger together, say, Pastor, what can we do? Let's go some soul winning. Pastor, many people, they have the idea just the pastor have to do the soul winning, the visitation. But you know what? The truth of the matter is, I have to go. As a member too. God loves me and saved me. Now it's my turn to go tell somebody else. And don't worry, the Lord gonna learn you how to do it. He learned me. It's important to the church because God will sustain that church. You don't think God have enough sense to know that if you do more work for Him, He will help to grow that church and maintain that church? It's all about Him anyway.
Amen.
And I believe then the fourth point before the last one is, is important to you, should be important to you. Because God said and no one obeyed His word. Bible says in Mark 16:15, go ye there in all the world, as I already told you. It means go in all the world. You begin here and then you go all the world. I believe you're supposed to grow a new faith. This is why it's supposed to be important to you. God will give you faith by faith, the Bible says in Romans 1:17. You grow by in faith. You get saved, you get what first step? Baptized. Obedience. First step, obedience. You baby, you get first step. Then begin with the tithing. The next step, whatever, you put it in after that. But I believe baptism is first after. Then you get tithing. And then you get Sunday school teaching, whatever, soul winning. And then I believe one of your faith steps will be given to the missions. I believe with all my heart. And then I believe that in the doing this as you individual, even I mean in the church participating, and the worldwide evangelization or the mission program, I believe is the greatest job what you can be involved in. Listen to me. I was a businessman. And I make a lot of money. I will never make a mission field. But it's more important to me to obey God than make money. You're going to live here maybe 70, 80 years. What does matter that? You think you're going to impress God? You think I can impress God if I have a drive Mercedes or something? If you want to impress God, get souls for Him. If you want to impress God, tell people how to get saved. Then the people, the God, going to say Himself, well done, your faithful servant. You can impress God, folks. I love you with all my heart, but we cannot impress. I can impress God. You can't. He owns everything. Grow in your faith. Be implicated. And I believe the last one for that point is, will bring abundance to your financial life. You see, God already says He will not allow you to do something which will hurt you. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says they will bring abundance to you, your financial situation. You want to read this one, brother? If you find it really quick, and I go on. And it's important to you because Philippians 4:17 says everything this person you will support will be a part of you. Account, Bible says. God will look at that and says, this trip, the Lord, not us, the Lord was using us to get three people saved. You get our prayer letter, brother? Prayer letter? Did you get an email? I mean, email from us?
A couple weeks ago, I think.
We sent us a new one.
Oh, didn't get that
one. Okay. So we help. The Lord used us. Three Romanian people in Ireland get saved. You know what? Those three souls, they're going to be to the account to the people who are supporting us. Because they pray for us. They're supporting us. And by the way, now that I see, now we are thinking, if you pray for us, you're supporting us as well. You know what I mean? So if you support us, God gonna say those three souls, thank you, when they come to heaven. Well, maybe it's no matter to you now, but will till you go to heaven. And you stay there empty-handed with nothing to offer Jesus. Five. Oh, can you please read this one? If you find 2 Corinthians 8. No, 9:6, please. 2 Corinthians 9:6.
But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly.
Did you hear that?
He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Bountifully. It's a matter of sowing. If you sow much, if you give much to God, God can give you much back. It doesn't matter if it's money, time, it doesn't matter. Prayer, whatever. God can give you back much. The last one, I believe the missions is important for the lost people. It was important to me. But send somebody or support somebody or go yourself maybe or pray for somebody. We actually pull people from hell. Pull souls from the pit of darkness, of sin, and pull them and turn them to Jesus. It's important for them because God says nobody. Bible says in Romans 1:1 says the gospel has the power to save. So if how they gonna hear? In other words, says if nobody said, how the people in Romania, those folks, what you see there in pictures, they're gonna get saved if nobody's there to tell them about Jesus. We need to do something about that. We need to pray for them, people. We need to pray for the not one. And we need maybe to go. Have the Lord speak to your heart. I never thought in my wildest dream I'm going to be a missionary. Everything what I have in my mind was money, folks. Money, better life. You know what? I have both. I have a better life. And I'm a missionary now. And money, it doesn't matter to me. Because God owns all. And if He cannot bless me, I don't need no blessing for nobody. What you going to do today for the glory of God? What you going to do the rest of your life for the glory of God? You might say, well, Brother Caden, I don't care, I'm a young man. This can happen quick. Change. I don't think Brother Thursday ever thought about this when this happened to him. I know two friends of mine. One of them, I'm a master electrician, okay? I got a guy, he was a master mechanic. He was 50 years old, a little older than I. I told him about Jesus. And he told me, Brother Cain, let me alone with Jesus. I have my God, you have your God. He was to Romania, go back from Romania for vacation. No plan, no God. Was to Romania, go back from vacation, 5 people in the car. He sleep on the wheel, his wife, turn her over, 5 people have just four people have just bruises. He died by internal bleeding. He alone and the 4 people just have nothing barely. But he had his chance. He didn't take it. He thought he is young. And after that, he left everything what he have for somebody else. Because it doesn't matter. You're not going to take it with you anyway. I cannot take it with me anyway. What I say is, if the God speak to you, to your heart, don't quench that. Just do whatever the Lord tells you. Do whatever the Bible tells you. The Bible says souls is important to God. And so do I. Pastor?
And folks, I don't know what your situation may be this morning. Maybe you've come here and, you know, you've been in churches before, and you know when to sit and when to sing, but you don't know the Lord as your Savior. It's real and it's necessary. If you don't know Christ, won't you come today?
You're right.
Just speak with one of us afterwards. We'll take you to the scriptures. We'll show you what the Bible has to say about eternal life. There's nothing, literally nothing more important.
That's it.
Nothing more important than getting your eternal destiny taken care of. And for those of us who know Christ, missions is important. Many of you know, I'm a result of a missionary who went out to Germany and he preached the gospel. I received Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
This church is a mission. I'm a result of missionary endeavor. We all are. One way or another.
Yeah, you're right. Jesus come. Yes, sir.
So it is important to us. It is important to God. We need to figure out what part are we going to have in our responsibility to the Lord to spread the gospel throughout the world.
Yep.
And one easy way to do that is through supporting missionaries.
Amen. That's good.
Right now there are 75 churches in the United States that support me. There's also one in Korea, and in fact there's even a missionary in the Philippines that helps support me doing my work here. Of course, he didn't know at the time that I was actually going to be ministering mostly to Filipinos, but that's okay. God has a way of working that out. We need to decide what we're going to do about that. And who knows, maybe God's going to call you to be
good.
A missionary.
Amen.
There's nothing, you know, there is no greater calling.
You're right.
Than to be used
That's
of the
it.
Lord.
Amen.
When I, you know, went into the military, I thought I'd go in the military, do my training, get all kinds of knowledge, then go out into the private sector and be a weapons consultant. That's what I wanted to do. God had other plans.
Amen.
But today, if God has spoken to you, speak back to him. He says, I want you to do this. Just say yes.
Amen.
Pretty simple. Say yes to God, no to self. And if you need help, speak with us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the time. Lord, if there's any here that don't know you, please let them come. You've called out to them. You've sacrificed your son for them. Let them come and receive you as Savior. And Lord, for those of us who know you, help us just to get things straight. Get our priorities right where it concerns you, your calling, and your plan. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our closing hymn will be number 59, Just As I Am. Please stand and sing. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 5. Hey.